Outside, another cherry bomb exploded. It was farther off, a block or two away, and it didn't slam the door shut on any conversations. At our table, the CBS guy complained that they were rushing the season. He said, "The 4th isn't till Friday, right? Today's what? The 1st? It's been the 2nd for the past 2 hours. So, that's still 2 days. What's the hurry?" "They get these fucking fireworks and they get the itch," Bobby Ruslander said. "You know who's the worst? The fucking chinks. For a while there, I was seeing this girl. She lived down near Chinatown. You'd get Roman candles in the middle of the night. You'd get cherry bombs, anything. Not just July. Any time of the year comes to firecrackers. They're all little kids down there. My partner wanted to call the joint Little Saigon," Skip said. "I told him, 'John, for Christ's sake, people are going to think it's a Chinese restaurant. You're going to get family groups from Rego Park ordering Mugu Gai Pan and 2 from Column B.' He said, 'What the hell's Chinese about Saigon?' I told him, I said, 'John, you know that, and I know that. But when it comes to the people from Rego Park, John, to them a slope is a slope, and it all adds up to Mugu Gai Pan.'" Billy said, "What about the people in Park Slope?" "What about the people in Park Slope?" Skip frowned, thinking it over. "The people in Park Slope," he said. "Fuck the people in Park Slope." Bobby Ruslander's girl, Helen, said very seriously that she had an aunt in Park Slope. Skip looked at her. I picked up my glass. It was empty, and I looked around for the beardless waiter or one of the brothers. So I was looking at the door when it flew open. The brother who kept the door downstairs stumbled through it and careened into a table. Drink spilled, and a chair tipped over.